It's the monsoon here in Bangladesh, turning everything incredibly muddy. But for more than 20,000 people, life is particularly hard, living on this one narrow embankment because a cyclone 4 months ago destroyed their homes. I've just been to see one family really badly affected.
This is where the sea defences were broken. Every high tide, the water pours in. The only way to travel around here is by boat. This whole island is overwhelmed. Homes ruined and fields lost. And because the water is salty, even when it drains away, people can't grow anything. For Shukjan Khatun, clutching one of her grandchildren, it's a precarious existence here. Trying to keep safe, away from the water, is a constant and dangerous struggle. This tiny shelter, perched above the flood, is the refuge she survives in. But sometimes the family boat is the safest place to be.
So what's life like? How difficult is life?
It's like a hell and it's too difficult to live.
Every day there's a desperate effort to repair the defences against the sea. It's a race against the tide. And aid agencies worry that this struggle will become harder in future.
The situation here is so bad. You've got 20,000 people living on a muddy, slippery embankment. They can't go back to their homes because the high tides are washing over their homes and villages every day.
Now the key question, what happens if the climate forecasts are right, that the sea level will keep rising, perhaps as much as another metre? The effects could be devastating. The latest research says it won't just be these 20,000 people affected, it could be as many as 20 million right across Bangladesh.